She's a rock. Listening to episode 5 of She's a Super Geek, the live play RPG podcast highlighting women as GMs. I'm Senda, and on today's episode, my co-host Emily and I are playing Doll from Ginger Goat Games. To find more about Ginger Goat, visit their website, ginger-goat.blogspot.com.
Welcome to She's a Super Geek. Creep spectacular. Creeptacular.
Creeptacular two gamer extravaganza.
Senda, what are we doing today?
Let's not use that. Today, we're going to actually play two games. The first one we're going to play is Doll from Ginger Goat. So the way that Doll works is that Emily, as the child, is going to go ahead and describe a scene for us as listed in the Doll rules set. And we are playing with Doll Expanded, so we may have some different ones than the base set.
Ooh.
And we'll start with the first event, and then 5 minutes later, and every 5 minutes after that, she's going to describe another event. I'm going to be playing the doll, and only Emily can hear me and talk to me, so I'm her creepy, creepy little doll.
Well, I have a clarifying question.
Yeah.
Have you always talked to me, or are you just now starting to talk to me?
Honestly, I think that's up to you. Okay. My sense is that maybe you've always talked to the doll, but I don't know.
Has the doll always answered?
I don't know.
Creepy.
So as the player, Emily is going to ask me questions in between her scenes, and as the doll, depending on the mechanic here, I may tell her the truth or I may lie, and she's going to be trying to figure out if her parents are good or evil, or wonderful or horrible, is the idea. So the mechanic is that on the count of three, we each look in a direction, and if we look in the same direction, I have to tell her the truth. If we look in different directions, then I can tell her whatever I want. It might be true, it might not be. And with that, I think we will go ahead and jump right into the game.
What do I call the doll?
I think that I'm one of those, like, Raggedy Ann dolls with the red yarn hair, and, like, the my eyes are buttons. Very Coraline.
That's what I was
right?
thinking, Coraline.
And then, and I've got, like, my mouth is just embroidered on. And I'm the floppy kind, right? I'm just the floppy kind. The floppy, squishy, huggable kind, which is almost more creepy.
See, I was picturing in my mind, like, not the exact opposite, but that you were a doll who was up on a shelf who I'd never played with. But I talked to.
Ooh, we could totally do that, too.
Because I have to come to the doll and talk to the doll. So I assumed that I didn't carry the doll around with me.
Well, you could have the doll with you because then you can be in a scene and then still ask questions.
That's good. I like the Raggedy Ann type of doll. I think I want to be Jackie. Is the name of the girl. I don't know why. That just is the name I'm drawn to. And the doll is Dee Dee. It's short for Dolly Dolly.
Creepy little doll Dee Dee.
Okay.
Now, I've already decided before we even start the game if your parents are good or evil. And only I know the answer to this question. Ha 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 ha.
So nothing suspicious has been going on before this.
Right. I tell you what. It doesn't say that this is how this works. But here's what I'm going to say. Let's bring it in like this. So you are wandering your house. It's a gray and dreary day. You're wandering around carrying your doll, Dee Dee. It's been cloudy and rainy for the last couple of days, and you're just kind of getting frustrated that you can't go outside and play anymore. And the house has been kind of strangely quiet. Like, everything has seemed pretty normal, except you haven't seen as much of your parents as you normally would expect on this kind of day, especially in the summer and you're not in school, right?
I need supervision.
So you need supervision. What are you doing wandering around by yourself, child?
So I picture Jackie as 6 or 7 years old. She's wearing a foofy circle skirt so that she can twirl and it, like, f- floats up. Electric green sneakers.
Nice.
And a Letters to Cleo t-shirt.
Also nice. She's the most awesome 7-year-old ever.
Yeah, and she's got Dee Dee in her arms, which Dee Dee looks like a raggedy doll. About the size, you know, about the size of an American Girl doll, but floppy.
With weird yarny hair. Yes. And button eyeballs.
Yes.
And, yep. A good little drag around on the floor behind you, Winnie the Pooh style doll.
Yeah.
You know, you live in a pretty large house, so when it's quiet, when there aren't people over or anything, there's a lot of long empty hallways that you can wander down. And on gray days like this, you tend to like to explore all the rooms, even though it's your house and you live there and you know what everything is. You just go through each room, maybe picking things up and putting them down and being entertained because we're playing this in a time when children were children before electronics. So there.
Or I got my electronics taken away.
So you can't just
away.
Hang out with your iPad all day. Oh my gosh, maybe you did. Maybe you don't know why.
I don't know why.
Right.
I told Dee Dee to watch my iPad. And then it was gone.
I was watching your iPad.
What?
What did you expect me to do about it?
Dee Dee?
Yes.
So Jackie picks up Dee Dee and like holds her up by the waist and like looks at her like eye to eye. Did you just say something, Dee Dee?
Yes, I always say something and you never listen. Oh.
You're talking to me.
You can hear me.
Is this what happens to everybody who doesn't have an iPad?
How should I know? I'm just a doll.
You're a doll who's talking to me.
This is really boring. We should keep looking in rooms or something.
Why haven't you ever talked to me before, if you can talk?
I'm always talking to you, Jackie, but you've never been able to hear me before. So I guess it's super weird that you can hear me now, but really I'm just so bored because it's so rainy and we can't go outside and play.
I know.
I just wanted to watch you play Minecraft more. That house was so cool. We're building the coolest house ever, Jackie.
I know. I'm super excited for the water slide.
Yeah. Can you make like a Minecraft version of me when you get your iPad back?
Oh, I can totally make a Minecraft version of you. That would be so cool.
That'd be so cool. Oh my gosh. Best friends forever.
So Jackie hugs the doll to her. And actually thinking about the variety of children's programming and books that have talking animals and dolls. It might make sense to her that, you know, if you can find the doorway to Narnia in a wardrobe, why wouldn't a doll be able to talk to you?
And you probably always wished that Dee Dee could talk to you.
I know, I don't have a lot of friends. We move a
lot. Right, It doesn't help that this house is so far away from everybody.
Yeah, I don't know, my parents always buy houses that are really far away. Do you want to play a game, Dee Dee?
Yes, let's totally play a game. What game are we going to play?
I don't know. I am always playing by myself. I don't know two-player games.
We should play Explorers.
Okay. How do you play?
You have to go discover new things that you have never seen before. Everywhere. And I guess since it's raining, we should play inside. It's like, what's a room that you don't go into very often?
Well, I don't go into my parents' bedroom a lot.
Okay.
Mommy calls it her oasis. And
as she should.
Yeah, mommy has a little work room with a computer that's pretty boring. And dad has a study.
Ooh,
and then there's the garage.
Ooh, we should totally go to your dad's study.
I don't know if I'm technically allowed in dad's study.
That is the best way to play Explorers. Do you think that people asked if they were allowed to explore the hidden reaches of Africa? I don't think so. I think they just took the bull by the horns and explored it.
There are bulls in Africa?
don't know where that came from.
It makes sense for a creepy doll.
Creepy doll to be talking about bullhorns.
Sure.
Yeah,
I'm six. Totally... I don't understand anything else other than the literal definition of what you're talking about.
Yeah. The bulls in Africa are blue and they are 10 feet tall.
Wow. Like Babe, the blue ox.
Yeah, except that they're bulls.
What's the difference between an ox and a bull, Dee Dee?
I don't know. I'm a doll. But I know that they're blue and they're 10 feet tall.
So Jackie will start walking to Dad's study, which is on the top floor of the house.
So what I'm going to have you go ahead and do at this point is let's go ahead and narrate our first point in our story, since we kind of walked up to it. And then when you're done narrating that, then I'll start the timer and then we'll start asking questions.
Okay, so the timer is for the question asking period.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought I had 5 minutes to describe something.
No.
And a part of me was like,
I mean, I think,
how am I going to describe that in 5 minutes? And then I remembered, oh wait, I play Fate all the time.
Just take your time and describe it. Yep.
So the door to Father's study is it's a really solid oak door. This house has been added on to multiple times, and this is part of the original house. And so this part of the house has been repaired probably quite a bit because the house is probably at least 100 years old because it's a creepy house. And so Jackie's going to hesitate and then slowly open the doorknob, and she'll stick her head into the library, into the study. She'll stick her head into the study just to see, you know, if her father is around. And then she'll say, I think the coast is clear, Dee Dee.
Jackie, this is great. Let's go in.
Okay. So she'll come in and she'll close the door behind her very softly. And the study is size of a couple bedrooms, and it's got a pretty nice desk facing a window. There's no electronics on the desk. There are just books and journals and pens and stuff scattered on it. And a nice sort of leather wingback chair in one corner, and a lot of bookshelves with different books. There's a little globe, you know, somewhere that we all know probably opens and has liquor bottles in it, but Jackie doesn't know that. And it has, you know, some big windows. And there are some other odds and ends, some storage packed up, and there's of course a large file cabinet, and so it's just kind of a normal study / office-y space. And so Jackie will go up to play maybe on the swivelly chair at the desk. Swivelly chair! Yeah. Swivel.
And I'm gonna say, it's one of those, like, really big, fancy, expensive desk chairs, so you, like, sink into it and you're kind of tiny in comparison to the really tall back and, like, the armrests and everything while you swivel around in it. And the thing that you notice as you're sitting in the chair is that there's a book that you haven't seen before, and it's sitting on the desk and it's inlaid with gold. And it seems to be open to a page that has maybe a really strange picture on it. It's pretty intriguing. Kind of like engravings like you would find in the complete works of William Shakespeare, it looks like.
Which as a six-year-old, I'm incredibly familiar with.
Of course you are. You're very precocious.
Actually, what's funny is I was that six-year-old.
And they seem to be really busy and they have a lot of people in them. It's kind of hard to maybe tell what's going on without taking a closer look. And at this point, I think what we will do is start our 5-minute timer, and then Jackie can start asking Dee Dee some questions.
Maybe I should take a closer look at the book.
You should totally take a closer look at the book, Jackie. It's probably got some really interesting things in it. Maybe it has things about Africa.
So Jackie will, depending on how heavy the book, is the book too heavy for her to like slide closer to her?
I mean, I think it's a big book, but probably more like a textbook. So, it, you know, definitely something that she could still move.
Right. So she's going to stand up on the chair and pull it towards her. All right. And so has the timer started?
Yeah. Do you want me here? I'm going to start it now.
Sorry. Okay.
Starting the timer.
Dee Dee, have you ever seen a book like this before?
So we're going to go 1, 2, 3. Emily cheated.
I was going to, I don't know what we're doing.
Right, you're picking, you're picking a direction?
Yes.
And as long as we match, which we do match, I have to tell you the truth in the answer to your question.
Yes.
So your question was, have I ever seen a book like this before?
I think I might have seen one before. I think, do you remember that time you had a nightmare and you ran into your mommy and daddy's room and you had me with you?
Mm-hmm.
I think I saw something kind of like this on your mom's bedside table, but it was really dark. So I'm not 100% sure.
Okay. What are these pictures of?
Do you want to count for that one or not?
So, I think that totally counts. Sorry, I'm a little anxious when I'm on the clock. Okay, so.
No, you're fine.
3, 2, 1.
1.
Okay, so we don't match.
So I might tell you the truth and I might not tell you the truth.
Jackie, those are really scary pictures. They look like witches to me. And they have, do you see that looks kind of like a cauldron? And I think that they're putting little children into the cauldron.
Oh no, I'm a little child.
I know. This seems to be a very scary book.
I don't know what else to ask the doll. Like, there are so many questions as an adult because I know the flow of events. But what would a 6-year-old think of? Dolly, is this like other books in my dad's study?
1, 2, 3. Okay, we match.
No. Look, you see all the other books around here look totally normal. And this one is just the weird one. It's got, like, the weird writing on it. Can you sound any of those words out, Jackie?
No. Dolly, is this a handwritten book? Or a made at the printer book?
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Oh! Yeah, we match.
She got me.
I'm playing the odds.
It looks really old to me, Jackie, but I think it was probably made at a printer because I think that the text, you know, it looks more like a newspaper to me than your dad's checks.
Why have you seen my dad's checks?
Don't ask me these questions. I don't know what to compare it to. Your dad's grocery list.
Dee Dee, oh, damn it.
Oh.
I don't know what to ask because it feels like sinister yet.
Not yet. Yeah. That was the timer though. So you're fine. So basically now and this is interesting because I think it's easier to still describe the scene together. Don't you?
Yeah.
Dee Dee leans forward, climbs up your lap a little ways and puts her
son of a bitch, the doll moves by itself.
I feel like I have to make that happen. Puts her little like cloth hands on the table, or you put her there, something. Maybe we can play it that way. She doesn't move, she just talks.
If you want a moving dolly, you're the dolly.
Jackie, will you can you put me up by the book? I want to see it.
Yeah.
Can you hold me up?
And I'll sort of prop her up using a stack of other books. Okay.
Because she's right. A huggable doll.
Mm-hmm. Jackie, I can read this book.
Dolly, I didn't know you could read.
I didn't know I could read either.
Dolly, what language is this?
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3.
Ooh.
We do not match.
We do not match.
Jackie, it's definitely not English because I can't read English. But it looks to me like the language that the forgotten toys in the very, very, very back of your toy box use when they scratch patterns in the ground.
What forgotten toys in the back of my toy box that scratch symbols in the ground?
Don't you hear it when they scratch at night? I can hear it.
1, 2, 3.
Ooh, we match.
Okay. We match. Good.
Well, there's the little wooden soldier that you lost a really long time ago, and he's under your bed. And sometimes in the middle of the night, I can hear him scratching. And one time, I looked down under the bed, and I saw, and it looked like this writing, and I could read it.
What did that writing say?
Ooh, good one. 1, 2, 3.
So we don't match.
It said, "This is a dangerous house, and no one here is safe." And then the other night when he did it, he said that the witches were going to come and eat everyone.
Dolly, is this book for witches or for people to stop witches?
1, 2, 3.
We do not match.
We don't match. It's a book about how they can cast evil, evil, evil spells and eat children. And there are like evil wolves in it. And what happens is that the witches, they cast the spells from this book. And then the wolves come and they break into your house, and then they get all the children, and then they bring them to the evil, evil witches, and then the witches put them in their cauldrons and they eat them.
So this is a book, this is a cookbook. It's a witch cookbook. But Dee Dee, I'm a child.
Jackie, do you trust your parents?
I think so. Dee Dee, do you know why my father would have a book like this?
1, 2, 3.
We do not match. Of course. Of course. On the really important
questions.
The only people who have this kind of book are witches. Jackie, do you think your dad is a witch?
How could I tell if someone's a witch?
Ooh. Good question. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, yes!
We match!
Yes!
They would probably read books like this. And my experience with witches, although it has been kind of limited, they tend to have things like wands and crystals. And
that's our timer. I'm going to finish answering this question.
And little, like, sacred places where they keep their tools.
There's a giant dark bird outside.
It's probably his familiar.
Are we restarting the clock, like, right away?
I guess so. You want to restart it, or do you want to describe that more?
So I think that Jackie is, you know, it sounds like she's a fairly lonely child. Not necessarily that she's lonely, but she's alone a lot. So she's used to entertaining herself. And so she might spend some time looking at the book and pondering to herself as much as six-year-olds ponder. And then eventually she'll look up and she'll see, you know, there's this, is it just a dark bird or is it a crow? Is it a certain kind of bird?
whatever kind of bird you want it to be. So I kind of think it's one of those really big ravens.
Ooh.
And it's okay. Sitting in the branches of the pine tree outside, and you still got the sky is very like steel gray, and there's basically rain sluicing down the windows. And there's this raven just sitting in the tree right outside the window, and its beady black eyes are fixed right on Jackie. And it sees her looking at it, and it kind of just turns its head to the side and keeps looking back at her. And now I will start the timer.
Dolly, is that bird watching us? Is that, can I not ask that question?
No, you can totally ask that question. Okay. I don't know. 1, 2, 3.
Ooh, we don't match.
We don't match. Jackie, it's been looking at you for like 5 minutes. It's been sitting there in that tree, and it's been turning its head back and forth, and it's been watching you.
Okay, so Jackie will, she'll get up and walk to, like, the other side of the room and, like, peek her head up the window, and I guess the bird's still watching her.
Yeah, I think
and
so.
And then she'll come back. Dee Dee, do witches control birds?
1, 2, 3. Well, it's fun because I get to decide if I tell you the
truth. I know. It's fun for you. My parents might be evil at attempting to sacrifice or eat me.
Yeah, they have, like, familiars. Maybe this raven is like your dad's familiar. And he knows that you're in the study and he's watching us.
Where would witches hide their tools?
Ready? 1, 2, 3. We didn't match on that one.
Nope.
I don't know. I think that they usually hide them, like, outside. Maybe buried in the ground or like, in a cave or something.
Is there anything else in Dad's study that would make you think he's a witch?
1, 2, 3.
Ooh, yes! She got me.
Yes.
I don't see anything else in his study, but that doesn't really mean anything, because if he was a witch, he might not keep his stuff here. They've been really good at hiding it for like 6 years now.
Would witches really eat their own child?
1, 2, 3.
Ah.
Jackie, I don't know, but do you really want to take that chance? I mean, maybe they just have been, like, waiting to eat you until you've been big enough.
Or maybe they thought I'd have more friends and would bring them around.
Yeah, maybe because you don't have any friends, they have to eat you instead.
I was right. Dad was right. I should have joined soccer. Dee Dee, how do I protect myself from witches?
1, 2, 3.
We do not match. This is fun for our podcast listeners.
Yeah, all of these visual moments here. I'm sure we'll cut those out in post.
I think that the best way to protect yourself from witches is going to be to steal this book so that they don't have it, because then they won't have a cookbook to cook you with, right? They won't be able to cook you and eat you until they find their book. So you probably have to hide it somewhere really, really, really safe, like under your bed with the weird little drummer toy that carves in the middle of the night.
Oh, if that's a good idea, doll, Dee Dee.
It's totally a good idea. You could probably ask him to watch it for you.
But if the toy soldier writes in the same language as this book, doesn't that mean he's a witch too?
Do you want to ask the last question and then we'll do the next scene? Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3.
Please, please, please. Ah! No match.
No matching.
Well, no, because I can read it too, and I'm not a witch. I'm your best friend.
You are my best friend, Dee Dee.
Best friends forever.
All right,
I'm gonna keep you safe, Jackie. You just listen to me, okay?
Jackie will pick up the book
and will take it back to her room and put it under the bed without looking under the bed. And she'll cover it with the bed skirt so she can grab it without looking under the bed.
As Jackie is hiding the book under her bed and putting the bed skirt back into place, she hears through her bedroom window in the backyard. Her father is out in the backyard and he's standing in the rain and he's got his arms just outspread and he's laughing wildly.
All right, so we're going to start the countdown.
We're going to start the countdown.
Dee Dee, is my dad happy?
1, 2, 3.
And we do not match.
Jackie, I think he might be going crazy. What is he doing out in the rain laughing like that?
I don't know. I thought you would know.
I don't know either. I mean, you wouldn't run out in the rain and just laugh like that. That would be really weird, right?
Do witches do stuff like that?
1, 2, 3.
And we do not match.
Yeah, that's totally the kind of thing that witches would do, because witches are crazy like that.
Is the bird still watching us, Dee Dee?
1, 2, 3.
Ah,
ooh, match.
Jackie, I don't think he's watching us anymore, because... Well, hold me up to the window. Hold me up to the window. Let me see.
And I'll hoist her up to the window.
Dee Dee sort of she mushes her little foam noseless face against the glass, and her button eyes kind of go tink as they touch the glass.
It's still watching the study. Maybe it's like guarding it. At least it didn't keep watching us all the way down to your room.
Okay, so you don't think the bird saw us steal the book?
I don't.
I'm trying to figure out if that's a question or an assumption she would make.
Oh, I don't know.
I really should have run this game and done and played the one that's not under a time pressure situation.
I'm sorry.
Really not good at these.
Well,
I didn't think it would be that big of a deal.
I didn't think it would be either. I'm sorry, because it's much more pressure-y than it seemed like it would be.
Right. Dolly, where is my mother?
Ooh. 1, 2, 3.
No banana.
I don't know. She might be, like, out at the cave finding the cauldron and stuff. Maybe she went to get all the witch stuff.
Dee Dee, what does my father do for a living?
1, 2, 3. Yep.
Ah, yes. You must answer truthfully.
You know, I mean, he works in town, right? I think he's like a banker. Isn't he a banker?
Yeah.
I think he just does math all the time.
Why would a banker have a book about a witch unless he was a witch?
Right? That's what I've been telling you.
Dee Dee, is this a fake book? Like the Narnia books? Or is this a real book like I read in school?
1, 2, 3.
Yes!
Ooh, she got me! It's a lot harder to tell you the truth when I haven't invented it yet.
It could be a fake, Jackie. It could be a fake. It could be fake, but it's still the writing that the little drummer writes under your bed when you're sleeping.
Okay, so now that our time is up, I have to decide if I think my parents are evil or not.
Right, yes. So we are at the point of the game where, having asked the questions of her doll, Jackie, the little girl, gets to decide if she thinks that this has just been an odd sequence of events, or if she thinks that her parents are evil.
Or both.
Or both.
Because it has been, one way or another, it has been an odd sequence of events.
Right, it's a strange...
Right.
Strange story.
And of course, to a 6-year-old, she wouldn't think about the fact that she might be having a mental breakdown.
Right. Or anything like that. Or that, you know, I know a lot of Wiccans and they're very nice people. I don't want to offend anybody who considers themselves a witch.
Right. Yeah, that's the problem with a lot of our tropes, isn't it? Is that they're not actually, like, witches aren't actually based on the Wicca religion. It's based on this, like, twisted puritanistic vision of evil women with, you know, self-employment. Unfortunately, though, it does give our Wicca friends a bad name. The damn bird is creepy as hell. You know what? I think this has just been a really strange sequence of events. Like, my dad's a banker. Like, okay, this is a weird book that might be fake and it might not be fake. And you know, so what if a toy soldier's scratching it under my bed? I should probably check and see if that's true anyway. I trust my parents.
Jackie is in her room and she's standing at the window and the rain is sluicing down. And she's looking, her father is outside standing in the pouring rain and he's soaking wet and he's in the backyard and he's laughing wildly. And suddenly he turns around and runs back inside and she hears the screen door to the back door slam as he comes running back in. Jackie hears his footsteps as he comes running all the way to her room and he comes running in and he says, "Jackie, the most amazing thing just happened. Jackie, this is great. They're not transferring me. We get to stay. We don't have to move again."
Is that why you're so happy?
Yes, because you get to stay in the same school again and we don't have to pack everything up again. And come here, give me a hug, sweetie.
So she'll jump up and she'll hug her dad and then she'll say, "Now, you've never had a big black bird as a pet, right?"
"No, definitely not."
"Then can we get a puppy?"
"We should check with your mother. You know what? We're staying and we wouldn't have to move it. So I think, you know, let's check with your mother. We got to check with your mother. I will tentatively say, darling, that we can get a puppy."
Yay!
And they go and put on dry clothes.
I feel like, yes, we can get a puppy and curtain.
Well, okay. But so then narrate for me. What happens to this creepy doll that lied to you a bunch of times? What do you do with this doll? where does Dee Dee end up?
I think I'll check and see if I can still hear her. Like, "Dee Dee, are you still there?"
"Yes, Jackie."
"Why did you lie to me?"
"We were playing Explorers, Jackie. It's no fun. It's so boring. If nothing happens in Explorers, and your parents are boring. We don't need them anyway. It should just be you and me forever, because we're best friends, right?"
So she'll open up her toy box. Jackie will open up her toy box and, you know, half pull out some stuff and say, "Dee Dee, I need to keep you safe for now." And put her in the very bottom of the toy box and then cover her with toys.
"Jackie,
and
wait!"
Shut the...
"Jackie, wait!"
Click.
"Jackie, don't you like to play with me? Jackie?"
Then for good measure, she's going to pick up something heavy and put it on top of the toy chest. She will do her best to forget about it. And then the next time she is cleaning out her room, because maybe she's that six-year-old, Dee Dee will go into the Goodwill bag. Jackie will convince herself that she had been talking to herself all along, that Dee Dee didn't actually talk, that she sort of invented an imaginary friend. And that's how she will rationalize that doll to herself. Until later on in adulthood, when she keeps waking up screaming from nightmares and eventually go to therapy.
Fair enough. I feel very bad. I've destroyed your child forever.
Yeah, actually, she might be real. Actually, I would love to see. I think we might have to do Doll 2 when she's like 16 and gets reunited with Dee Dee.
"Jackie, I thought we were best friends."
Ugh.
Sorry for creeping you out.
No, that's the point of it, right? The point is to be creeped out, but
it was creepy. We succeeded in creeping ourselves out. Thanks, Ginger Goat. That was awesome. We hope you enjoyed episode 5 of She's a Super Geek. If you liked what you heard, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on iTunes or on Stitcher.
You can also find us on Twitter at SAS Geek Podcast or on Facebook, Google Plus, or Tumblr by searching She's a Super Geek. We'd love to hear from you. If you liked what you heard of Doll or you want to find out more about Ginger Goat Games, please visit their website, ginger-goat.blogspot.com. Our theme song is Rock and Roll Play Baby by Kieran Strange. Find more fantastic music, merchandise, and tour dates on her website, kieranstrange.com, or follow her on Twitter for news and updates at Kieran Strange. See you in 2 weeks for our next adventure. I'm ready. I'm waiting on the battleground. She's a